Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Thursday evening that is bringing some very severe weather through the area. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Clinton and Gratiot counties that runs until 7:21 p.m. this evening. So if you are in those areas, please take cover. Well, the National Federation of Independent Business is set to release its monthly economic trends report, which will highlight a problem that is slowly becoming a major issue, which is the inability of small businesses to find qualified candidates for positions. To find out just how big of a problem it now is, I'm joined by Charlie Owens, the state director for the NFIB. Charlie, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
My pleasure.
In fact, I know are you in Clinton County yourself?
Yeah, we're in the basement.
I see, because yeah, it is some pretty severe stuff coming through your area right now. Huh?
Yes, there is.
The basement is a good place to be for that. So let's talk about the report, this newest report. What is the general tone? Are small businesses indicating that they are expecting 2012 to be a good year?
Well, you know, as we talked last time when we had our last report, we're seeing a continuation of the trend where the state outlook is pretty good for businesses in the state of Michigan. They're encouraged by some of the changes that have taken place in tax policy and other things in Lansing. But simultaneously, they're discouraged and concerned, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what federal policy and what Washington is doing.
Well, as you just heard, a major storm system moving through the Lansing area. Severe thunderstorm warning for the entire area. Please take cover and maybe tune into WILS as we're trying to make our way through this storm that is moving quite quickly through the Lansing area. So I'm talking to Charlie Owens. He is the state director for the National Federation of Independent Business about their very latest economic trends report. Charlie, according to the data, 47% of small business owners hired or tried to hire new workers in the past 3 months. 37% said there were few or no qualified candidates out there that they could even find. That does seem hard to believe, considering how many unemployed workers, especially young workers just out of college, are now out there. What kind of positions are we talking about here?
What our data show is a lot of the hiring is taking place in the manufacturing and the construction industry, which of course is good because those are two sectors that were pretty hard hit in the recession. But you're right. We have this mismatch between job openings and job applicants. It's a skills mismatch, and I think that that's something that we're going to have to deal with as we move through this economic cycle. You know, I share a story with you. We have a company that is it's a temp help company for the construction industry, and they find skilled jobs for construction companies. And they had a particular contractor that had two job openings. They had a computer IT position, which, you know, it wasn't a very big IT position because this isn't a very big company. And they were paying about $30,000 to $35,000 a year plus benefits. They got over 300 applicants for that position. They had a job opening. The second job opening was for a metal fabricator. With a pay scale of $60,000 plus benefits, they got five applicants.
Wow, that is dramatic. Where does that leave the business community here in Michigan? Do they just start hiring out of state or from out of the country?
Well, it leads us to two things. We have increased competition for the existing skilled labor, and that's competition among businesses, which, you know, I guess from the standpoint of labor, that's beneficial to them because it drives up the wages and the value of the folks that have the skills. And the second thing is a lot of companies are going to have to hire and train in-house. So they're going to hire somebody that maybe they don't have the full fabrication experience, but they got enough background, and then they'll train them on the job.
But you're saying it's these high-level manufacturing positions that seem to be the hardest to fill right now.
Well, that was actually a construction position, but you're right. It's the same in both of those sectors. And, you know, it is a quandary, and I think it's something that we need to think about when we have this push for Algebra 2 and everyone should go to college and all this. And I mean, here we have a job where it's likely that the applicants for the IT job are probably college graduates. And here we have a fabricating position that, you know, college degree is probably not a requirement, and it's double the pay. So, you know, this focus on everyone has to go to college, I think we have to take a look at that. And maybe that's not a model we should be pursuing.
Yeah, as you know, Democrats argue that one of the things we really are not investing enough in and should is education, because this problem is likely to only get worse. And they say that instead of putting money into our schools, we're removing money with these tax cuts for businesses. And now, even if we do produce a fantastic business climate, are we basically going to end up with young people that just don't have the background to even be employed?
Well, again, I think we need to look at the education model, because if you're talking about, you know, higher education in terms of four-year degrees and universities, that may not be where those jobs are going to be. It may be at the community college level or in the trade or vocational school area. I also think we need to examine how money is current, just like in every pursuit in business, we have to examine how the money that's already there is being spent before we talk about increasing it. I think there's some efficiencies in higher education that need to be examined. Mm-hmm. And we need to take a look at how they're spending the money they have.
Now, Chief Executive Magazine came out yesterday with its best worst list. Michigan once again ranking way at the bottom, 46th mm-hmm. this year. You know, I had the editor-in-chief of the magazine on. It seemed that the whole tone was tax rate and regulation. That is the focus for CEOs. I mean, is there any real correlation between Texas and North Carolina being at the top and their economic situations really being that much better than places like Michigan and California based on this ranking?
Yeah, here's the thing with the CEO survey versus the Tax Foundation survey. Just kind of compare and contrast these two kinds of surveys. One is a very metrics-driven survey. I mean, a tax rate is a tax rate, and you compare it to other states. Whereas the CEO survey is perception. It's actually, they interview CEOs, they send them a questionnaire and a survey, and they answer. And I think what's interesting is, even though the metrics for Michigan are improving steadily, the perspective is not, and perception is reality, and it takes a while. I mean, there's a lag. I mean, you if you look at the most of the changes in our metrics were made in 2011, it's going to take a while for those to work their way through the economy. It's going to take a while for CEOs who are the subject of this survey to start responding favorably, because they've had to deal with, you know, a decade of difficult times in Michigan. So that's not going to turn as quickly as the metrics, but it will.
I want to ask you about the personal property tax and its elimination. It sure looks like it's going to happen now. It's been voted out of committee. Assuming that goes, where do you think the legislature should really focus on next to improve the business climate here in Michigan?
Well, I think after they deal with that, that is, our tax climate is going to be very competitive. And then I think the next thing they have to look at is our regulatory climate, which they have been working on. But again, you know, you can deal with that with regard to rules, and you can pass legislation, but there is a culture in the state agencies that also has to be changed and steered towards bringing jobs into Michigan. And that's a culture thing. And again, just like those perceptions from that CEO survey, that's going to take a little bit longer. But that too will turn around.
Are you hopeful for the state, for businesses here? I mean, do you think that these kinds of moves essentially guarantee that our economy is going to improve?
Well, there's no guarantee. But if you create the environment and you maintain it, I do believe, first of all, you're going to allow the businesses that are already here to expand and to grow. And I think that you will also see businesses that are not in our state that are looking to relocate. We're going to start coming to their attention and moving up higher on that list of places to go. So let me just say that, you know, I've been in this state for almost three decades. I'm a transplant. I'm from Illinois originally. And I can say I'm more optimistic now than I have been in a long, long time. In a long, long time, I'd say a decade.
Charlie Owens, State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Charlie, thanks so much for coming on the program this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about something that I think we should now start considering, especially with the weather that we're seeing at the moment, preppers. Do you know what that is? If you don't, you're going to want to stick around to find out. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.